The holiday of Passover, Pesach, ended one day earlier in the land of Israel compared to the diaspora. The reason for this is because outside of Israel, there is a second day of the holiday which is added. But that one day differential caused the reading of the Torah, the weekly reading of the Torah, to be different. And therefore, for the past 36 days, the land of Israel and outside land of Israel have been reading different portions. This coming week, they're going to catch up. This coming week, all over the world, we're going to read the Parsha of Bichlukotai. Outside of Israel, we're going to read the Parsha of Bahar, which was read in Israel this past week. These two portions of Bahar and Bichlukotai, aside from being relatively short, seem to fit together. They seem to go together. Bahar speaks about the mitzvah, the commandment, which is a land of Israel commandment, and that's a commandment to keep the sabbatical year. Not only is the sabbatical year introduced, or expanded upon from its previous discussion, but the laws of Yovel are also introduced, and we come to the realization that it's not just a seven-year cycle, but there's actually a much larger cycle, a 50-year cycle. And this idea of keeping the land, the laws of the land, the sabbatical laws, are described with great, great detail, which seem to give us an indication these are important laws. Not to say that other laws aren't important, but there may be even a deeper point to this. We get to the Porsche of Bichlukotai. We find an emphasis that the Jews need to keep the laws when they get to the land. The land itself is a holy land. It's a sensitive holy land, and it can't tolerate when people don't keep the laws. But one of the laws which is emphasized in Bichlukotai is the law of sabbatical year. If the Jews are exiled, eventually, we're told, and then finally the land will rest. The message seems to be quite clear. The land itself, with its holiness, requires this particular law. The question should emerge, why at this particular point are these laws taught? Why right now? Why here? So the answer would seem to be that at this point we've completed everything that we needed to complete. One of the questions which is often asked at the beginning of Bahar, where it says that God spoke to Moshe, Behar Sinai, at Mount Sinai. Why is this particular law of Shemitah being emphasized in terms of Har Sinai? At Har Sinai we received the Torah. At Har Sinai we received our instructions. At Har Sinai we became a new people. But the reality is when we left Egypt, the focus on arriving at Sinai, at Sinai, was not as clear as it was in the retrospect. Afterwards we understand we would not be the Jewish people if we would not have stopped, if we didn't receive the Torah. And it becomes quite obvious. But what was perhaps supposed to be a short trip ended up becoming a longer trip. The Jews worshipped the golden calf along the way. The Jews needed to be forgiven for this. And it could be that the entire building of the Mishkan, and this really takes us really through the entire book of Vayikra, the building of the Mishkan and getting it ready, getting it operational. Once this is all completed, theoretically we should be at the same point as we were immediately after we received the Torah. But if we pay attention, that was ruined. That's exactly what happened with the golden calf. Moshe goes up to bring down the tablets, and at that point he finds them sinning. Now as we move to the end of Vayikra, the opportunity has come that we can complete everything we were supposed to have completed. We received the Torah, we built the Mishkan, and now the time has come to continue our march and go straight to the land of Israel. Keeping this in mind, the emphasis of the laws, agricultural laws, the laws of the land of Israel, and how sensitive this land is, becomes quite obvious. This is what was supposed to happen next. And why it didn't happen next is because we tend to make mistakes. We tend to sin. But the Torah over here has Moshe teaching, and one of the great commentaries, Italian commentary, the Sforno, he stresses, at this point, we're poised to enter. At this point, Moshe teaches the laws of the land. At this point, Moshe believes that's the next step. We're finally going to leave Mount Sinai, but before we do, God makes with us a new covenant. And this new covenant is to replace the covenant that we broke when we sinned with the golden calf. So now again, not only does he tell us the laws, now we're told the consequences of breaking the laws. And that, for the most part, is what Parsha Bichlukotai is. When we look at the two Parsha, we look at the laws which are read, the laws of the land, the sabbatical law, agricultural laws, and then we look at this covenant which is made, where God tells us very clearly, if you break these laws, if we sin again, this is what's going to happen. Of course, we realize that we did sin again. We realize that we continually break the word of God. It's perhaps particularly important, then, that this section is read right before the holiday of Shavuot. Holiday of Shavuot, we're going to accept the Torah for ourselves. Keeping in mind the times that we've broken it, makes the holiday of Shavuot, where God gives us the Torah and waits for us to accept it, all the more meaningful. We need to read through this portion carefully, listen to the consequences, and absolutely accept upon ourselves the laws of the Torah.